following lecture was recorded on the evening of February 19th, 1971, at Sri Krishna Niketan, Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh.
Apara, avidya, karma sangha, anya, sutya, sattirishyate. So there are three kinds of energies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has got unlimited energy. Just like in the sun, there is unlimited energy. You can imagine, if so much energy is possible in a material thing which is created by God or Krishna, how much energy Krishna has got? That can be easily potential energy is there in the sun globe. For millions and trillions of years, the waves of heat and light emanating from the sun, and still it is as good as before. Similarly, we can understand from this example that the Supreme Personality has got unlimited energy. The example is given also, just like fire. The same thing. Ekasthane sitasagne jyotsna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akilam jagat. Just like a fire situated in one place, distributing unlimitedly, it heats and energy, heats and light. Similarly, whatever we are experiencing within our views in this material world, they are simply manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Personality of God. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhaktam murtim. I am all-pervading, spreading in this material manifestation, jagat, in impersonal feature of bhakta mukti. Everything of bhakta, when Krishna is not manifested there, but we can feel, just like when you see some smoke from a distant place, you can immediately understand that there is fire. It is very easy. Similarly, if everything is going on nicely, the sun is rising exactly in the time, the moon is rising exactly in the time, they are illuminating, they are appearing, disappearing, everything is going on, seasonal changes. So, if things are going on so nicely, how you can say God is dead? If the management is going on nicely, you cannot say that these things are automatically happening. No. There is no such thing within this, within your experience, which is automatically managed. We must appreciate there is some brain behind it. Professor Einstein, the greatest scientist, he admitted that as we are advancing in scientific research, we are coming to the conclusion that there is a very big brain behind all this. How you can deny that? And we are getting direct information from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Hetudane na kaunte ya jagat bhi parivartate. So, the progress of the material world Progress now. Progress means in the material object, progress means just like a flower. It is in the bud. Then it fructifies. That is progress. Again dwindles and vanishes. Sarvika. Just like your body, my body. Progress means from babyhood, childhood, boyhood, youthhood, that up to that youthhood, progress. Then as soon as youthhood pass, old age comes in, then dwindling, then finish. That means janma, sthiti, prala. It comes into existence, then it remains for some time, and again prala vanishes. This is the way of material existence. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. It takes place. Therefore in the Vedanta Sutra, Brahma means the original source of appearance, maintenance and disappearance. From Brahma, the Supreme, Brahma, everything is immanent. Janma. Janma Adi. Janma Adi means Janma, Sthiti and Prala. So, it is remaining in Brahma. Maya tatavidam sadbhang abhakamurtina masthani sarvabhutani. Everything is existing, maintained by Brahma. And when the whole manifestation annihilates prala, prakriti jānti māmika, it enters into the energy, supreme energy of the Personality of God. That is the way, sthiti sthiti prala. From the energy, the Vedas also it is a sa oikhata sa asrijata. The Supreme Personality of Godhead glanced over. And the Bhagavad Gita also, aham bija pradapita, in the material energy, Krishna gives the seed. Just like a father gives the seed, the semina, within the womb of the mother, and a living entity comes out. Similarly, within this material world, the Supreme Personality puts, impregnates the material energy with the living entities, and they come out with different types of bodies, 8,400,000. This is the creation. So, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes one verse from Vishnu Puran, Vishnu Shakti Paraprokta. You cannot say that the Absolute Person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no energy. Nishakti, the Mayavadi philosopher says, that the energy generates. When impersonal Brahma enters into this material energy or Maya, he has got a body of Maya. No, that's not the fact. Krishna hasn't got the body of created by this material world as we have got. Krishna says, therefore, avajananti mang mūḍha manusim tanumāsi. Those who are foolish persons, poor fund of knowledge, such person thinks that I assume a body with the help of material energy. Krishna says himself that sambhavāmi ātmāyaṁ. His own energy, that own energy is this, Vishnu Shakti Para, spiritual energy. He does not accept a material energy, a body of material energy. Vishnu Shakti Parapratta Ketva Gatha Tatha Para. So, Khetragga, these living entities, they are also Parashakti, Chit Shakti. As we can experience two kinds of Shaktis, one is Chit Shakti and one is Jara Shakti. Just like, so long the Chit Shakti is there within this body, it is living, it is moving. And as soon as the Chit Shakti, the soul, departs from this body, there is no more movement. Similarly, Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the Chit Shakti, from whom Janma Dasyajataha, from whom this material world is coming out. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam prabhava. So, we should try to appreciate the energy of God. When Krishna says, maya tatamidam sarvam, I am all pervading, sarvam, sarvam kalidam brahma. The same thing as it is, Vedic injunction. Similar Krishna says, maya tatavidam sattva, jagat, abhaktam mutya. The all-pervading nature, the expansion of my energy is the impersonal Brahma. That is impersonal. Mastani sarvabhutani nahang tesu avasthita. That is Krishna's power. Everything is resting in him, that means in his energy. Shakti, Shakti Mato, Abheda. His energy is not different from him. So therefore, this quotation given from Vishnu Pura by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very appropriate. Vishnu Shakti Parapropta Khetrajna Khya Tatha Para Khetrajna, this living entity. Those that read Bhagavad Gita, you know, Khetraga means living entity. Khetra means this body. And Ga means proprietor or the knower of this body. Just like when there is some pain and pleasure, you know. Therefore you are Khetraga, we are all Khetra. And Krishna says, Khetraga chapi man vidhi sarva khetre suvara. And that is Paramatma. When Krishna says, I am also Khetraga, not this Khetraga. Sometimes they misunderstand that the individual soul, living entity and Paramatma is the same. No. He says, Khetraga chapi man vidhi. I am also one of the birds sitting on this body. That is confirmed in the Upanishad. Two birds are sitting in one tree. So one bird is witnessing. The witnessing bird is the Paramatma. Antaryami. He is looking after all your activities. Witness. Anumanta Upadrashtya. Bhagavad Gita. Upadrashtya. You don't think that whatever you are doing, nobody is witnessing. Sarvato upani padasta, sarvato akhi. Therefore, when it is said, pasyati achakho, Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has got such nice eyes that he can see your activities anywhere. He sees, but he that thing, that eye, or his eyes are not exactly, because we cannot see. As soon as I am closing my eyelids, I cannot see you. So what is the power of this thing? But he can see from within your heart, what you are thinking, what you are feeling, what you are acting. And he is giving also sanction. You cannot act anything without his sanction. Because everything is property of Krishna. Sarva loka maheswaram. So if you want to enjoy something, you have to take sanction from the proprietor. Otherwise you cannot take, unless he sang. Mattas viti janam apohanam. This is the process we have to understand. He is sitting within our heart, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddesha arjana tishthati, Brahman sarvabhutani jantra dhurani maya. And as witness, as anumanta, as sanction giver, I am thinking, either you are praying or you are wanting somewhere. So Krishna will give you all facilities. All right, you want, you have it. Maya is there, he supplies you with media. And he takes your thing. This is going on. Anumanta upadrishta. But the action which you are engaged, the result you have to enjoy. You wanted some facility from Krishna, you get it. You wanted to steal something from somewhere, Krishna will give you intelligence. Yes, you steal, come here, steal. Here is the opportunity. But when you are arrested, you don't make responsible Krishna. You wanted to steal, here is the facility. So it is kindness of Krishna that he is giving you all facilities. If you want to be a thief, he will give you all facilities to be a first-class thief. And if you want to be a devotee, he will give you all facilities to be a first-class devotee. Now it is your choice. Therefore, we are suffering in our own choice. Ichchādesu samatthena sarge janti paranda. We wish something, we desire something to have, and we hate something to leave. Krishna is giving us all facilities. But we are not happy. By acting in our own way, we are misguided. Otherwise, we would have been happy. Somebody wanted, then let me have 1 crore of rupees. All right, you have it. Here is 1 crore. But after 1 crore of waste, you are not happy. These Americans, they wanted to be the richest nation in the world. They have become. But their children, not happy. They are becoming hippies. The father is also not happy. Because his boy has gone astray. The government is bewildered. What to do with this boy? Therefore, so long we shall want something for our sense gratification. Without serving Krishna, we shall suffer. That is the problem. In different ways, we shall suffer. Therefore, Krishna very kindly, most confidential, sarva buddhyatama. Krishna says, Arjuna, I am talking to you. Most confidential matter. What is that? Sarva dharmān parityajya māme kaṁsara. This is the secret of life. Don't bother yourself with this way and that way. That is the secret. You simply become surrender unto me, aṅta sarva pāpi bhavamokkha. I have given you guarantee. You have committed so many sinful activities, life after life, and you will suffer life after life. But if you surrender unto me, I give you protection, guarantees, māsūcha. Don't be worried. Why don't you take this path? This is the way. Vishnu Sakti, we are Vishnu Sakti, Parā, Parashakti, Chit Shakti. But we are not Shaktiman. Shaktiman is Krishna, and we are Shakti. And when we consider that I am Shaktiman, I can do something, that is avidya. That is avidya. There is another Shakti, avidya. Avidya Shakti. That avidya Shakti is for these living entities, not for Krishna. Krishna is never covered by avidya. Just like the cloud has covered your eyes. You say the cloud has covered the sun. That is nonsense. Sun is very, 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 very big. What is this? Cloud maybe 100 miles spread. But the sun glow is 14 lakh times. Is that correct? So how the cloud, 100 miles spreading cloud, can cover the sun? It is foolishness that God is covered by Maya. No, God is never covered by Maya. But God's particles, they are covered by Maya. Jiva is covered by Maya, not God. Mayanta apatraya. Just like you face the sun, there is no darkness. If you skip the sun backside, there is a big dark shadow. The shadow is Maya. It has no existence. It is simply impeding the sunshine. That's what is shadow. Maya means it has no existence of its own accord. It is also created by the sun, the darkness. Similarly, this avidya, when you forget Krishna, there is avidya. That is also Krishna's creation. Because you want to forget him, therefore he covers you with avidya. Avidya, karma, sangha, anya, another energy of Krishna, which is known as avidya, darkness, covers you. And what is the symptoms of avidya? Karma sangha. Karma sangha means you have to work hard. Those who are covered by the avidya, they are working day and night. But actually, those who are not covered by avidya, they are depending on Krishna. Actually, everyone is depending on Krishna. Eka bhunam vidadati kama. Whatever you are getting for your sense gratification, that is supplied by Krishna. You cannot create anything. But by avidya, he thinks that I am creating. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimura atma kartaham iti manas. He's thinking. Therefore, avidya karma sanghana sangha anna tritiya shakti vishyate. There is another shakti. One shakti, every shakti, Krishna shakti, just like Krishna, that is the sun, is light, effulgence. And the sunshine is the energy of sun, it is also light. Therefore, Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. His energy is also Chit Ananda. Satchidananda. Therefore says, Vishnu Shakti Para. Para means superior. Or spiritual. Krishna is spiritual and his shakti, his energy is also spiritual. But when it is covered by avidya, it is called material. Actually, in the higher sense, there is no material energy. It is covered only. Just like sunshine, when it is covered by the cloud, there is light, but the light is not so strong. So in the material world, we cannot feel the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are forgetful. Therefore, so many people, those who are covered by this material energy, they say there is no God, God is dead, you are God, I am God, God is loitering in the street, so many theories of God. That is due to our covering of the knowledge how to appreciate God. The difficulty is that we do not follow the direction of the shastras, therefore we are misguided. As I was speaking the other day, because we have forgotten Krishna for time immemorial, therefore these books are there. Ataye Krishna Ved Purana Kari Anadi Bahinmukh Ji Krishna Bhuliji. Bahinmukh means those who are trying to be happy by adjustment of this material energy. They are called Bahinmukh. Gati vidu sartha gati vishnu durasayade bahirathamani. This is their misconception, hope. They are hoping against hope. Don't you see? Everyone is trying to be very happy, individually, nationally. But it is not happening. Sukhero lagiya gharo bandhino, agune puriyada. The nature's law is that it will set fire. Tallambhati dukha vadannata sukham. Bhagavad says that why you are hankering after happiness? If you are destined to get some happiness, you will have it. There is no need of your further endeavoring. Why? Everyone is trying, I shall try. No. Tallabhati dukkhavat annata sukham. Just like you don't hanker after distress. Why distress comes? Why distress is forced upon you? So many people come to us, Ramiji, I am in distress, in this way and that. But he never wanted this distress. Why it has come? Similarly, Bhagavad says, when distresses come without your invitation, similarly, your happiness also will come without your invitation, hungry. Rest assured. Because you are under the laws of nature. So the effect will come. So don't try for moving your distress, or don't be puffed up with so-called happiness. Things will be managed. Don't think that you are managing. It is being managed by nature's law. Everything is there, destined. That is called adrishta. You cannot see adrishta. Drishta means seeing, ava means not. Therefore, everyone's business is to cultivate this Krishna consciousness. That is the only business of the human society. And there is ample opportunity. And the process is very simple. Why do you losing the opportunity? Don't look. Sita Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadaba Nimba. Now here again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jaya Khetraga Shakti Sa Besita Nipa Sarvaga. Sangasara Tapan Akhilan Abarnati Atra Santata. That avidya, this material energy, is covering me, exactly like the cloud covering. Now this cloud covering also in different stages. one, some of you must have trouble in the air. The cloud is covered little hazy, and when you go above the cloud, it is a sunshine. There are different stages of covering. Similarly, this avidya or maya is covering us in different stages, in different features. Maya has got three qualities. Gunamayi, maya, Bhagavad Gita says. Devidhesa gunamayi. Gunamayi means having three modes of material nature. Satta, tama, raja. So, here also the same thing is, jaya khetrugga sakti sa vestita nipa sarvoga. That vestita. Either you are covered by the quality of goodness, or you are covered by the quality of passion, or you are covered by the quality of ignorance. So, the goodness, good man within this material, he is also covered. He thinks himself that I am very learned. I have nothing to do. I am now realized God. I have become God. Narayan. I become Narayan. That is also covering. Maya is covering. He is speaking like that. That he has become God. That is also another cover. Of course, he is performing very rigidly the Vedic principles. Arudhya Krichena. Arudhya Krichena means very severe austerity. Sannyasis following the principles of Shankaracharya, they strictly follow austerities. Lie down on the ground and taking three times bath, even in very severe cold, and simply have a kumandal, nothing more, and lying down and on the earth without any bedding. So many austerities. They are going on that way. Severe austerities. Why? Now, to rise up to the Brahma realization. Arudhya Krichena Parang Padam. Parang Padam, that impersonal Brahma effulgence. Patanti Adha, they fall down. They see, after so much severe austerity performing, they rise themselves to the Brahma Padam, but they again fall down. For example, you know, many learned Mayavadi sannyasi, many learned scholars, they are supposed to have realized Brahma, but after a few days they come to politics. You perhaps know so many sannyasis, they go to jail for political affairs. Why? If you have realized Brahma, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha, why you are mingling matters here in the material world? That means he has not. Arudhya Krichena, he has come to the position of Brahma realization. But because he has no information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nirakarvadi, he falls down. Arudhya Krichena Param Padam Tata Patanti Adha Anadita Jusma Dangha. They don't care this worshipping Bhakti Marga. They say these things are meant for the lower class of men, ignorant men. Uneducated person, Bhakti Marga is for the uneducated person. Their allegation is like that. But they are uneducated. They do not know what is education. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. After many, many births of such cultivation of knowledge, when actually becomes wise, bahunam janmanam ante gyanavas, Now, what is the... that one side. Manga Prabhupada. He surrenders himself. Krishna says, unto me. How he surrenders? Because after many, many vast culture of knowledge, he can understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. That knowledge, Maya Sarvamitam Tatam, Abhakta Murtina, Masani Sarvabhutani, Yatyama Santinichari, these things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very much authorized, scientific, and accepted by the all people all over the world. So why not accept the Krishna consciousness, which was spread from this country? Why you are forgetting Krishna consciousness? What is your reason? Kinkuna brahmana punya. Krishna says, Manghi partha bepasitta jepisu papajonaya. The papajoni, whom you consider as papajoni, mlecha javan, chandalas. Krishna says, keep the mlecha javans and chandalas, except Manghi partha bepasitta, pebijanti parangati. They also become elevated to the highest perfectional stage of life. King Pula Brahmana Punya. If the Mlecha Javans and Chandras are accepting and then making progress to the highest perfectional stage of life, why not the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas of India? Why they should lag behind? So join this movement and be happy. That is our request. Thank you.
Those are going?
I'm going to surrender to Krishna or not? Is there still hesitation?
Yes.